Hello everybody, today I'll be dedicating this episode to my mother.
Happy Mother's Day!
Nailed soup. One winter evening, just as the sun was going down, a tramp knocked at the door of a cottage and asked for shelter.
Oh, all right,
grumbled the old woman who lived in the cottage.
Don't expect any food, though, because my cupboard's as bare as a baby's bottom.
The tramp sat by the meager fire, feeling cold and hungry. Then he had an idea. Smiling, he took an old nail from his pocket.
This here's a magic nail, he said. Last night, it made the best nail soup I have ever tasted.
Nail soup? I've never heard anything so stupid in all my born days,
said the woman with the scowl.
It's true, the tramp continued. All I did was to boil it in a saucepan. Do you want to try some?
Although the old woman was far from convinced, she decided she would play along.
Go on, then,
she said.
But you'll have to show me how to do it.
Right. First, we need a cooking pot half full of water, said the tramp.
The old woman fetched one, and the tramp put it on the stove. Then he dropped in the nail and said,
Nail, we trust that all you rust will make a tasty soup for us.
Then he sat down and waited. After a while, the woman became curious and peeped into the pot.
Last night I added some salt and pepper and made an ordinary soup into a good soup, said the tramp.
So the old woman went to a cupboard, fetched the salt and pepper, and put some into the pot. After a few more minutes, she looked into the pot again.
Pity you haven't any food, said the tramp, stroking his chin. A single onion will make a good soup very good.
I'm sure I could find one,
said the woman, her curiosity growing stronger. She went and looked in her larder. As she opened the door, the tramp saw that inside the shelves were groaning under the weight of all kinds of food.
Why, you mean old thing, said the tramp to himself.
He stood for a while, suddenly stirring the onion into the soup. Then he said,
Shame you haven't got any carrots and potatoes to go with the onion or parsnip. They would make a very good soup, extremely good.
The woman was now feeling pretty peckish, and she disappeared again into the larder. She emerged with an armful of fresh vegetables, which she peeled and chopped. The tramp put them into the pot.
This is coming along nicely, said the tramp. But I tell you what.
What?
Said the woman, her tummy rumbling like a distant thunder.
Some tender lean meat would make an extremely good soup, amazingly good.
The woman fairly ran to the larder and came back with a huge piece of steak, which she cut up and gave to the tramp to pop into the pot. By now, the soup was beginning to smell delicious. The tramp said,
Pity to have to eat such an amazingly good soup at such a boringly bare table. I always think food tastes better when a table is properly laid, don't you?
Of course,
said the woman. Not wanting to spoil the soup, she fetched her best tablecloth and spread it on the table. Then she got out china soup bowls and shiny silver spoons, even some candlesticks with candles in them. The tramp stirred the soup for a bit longer, then he said,
Shame you have no food in the house, because some bread will make an amazingly good soup. Simply super.
Again, the woman ran to the larder, this time fetching a loaf of bread that she had baked that morning. Finally, the tramp sighed and shook his head.
What's the matter?
Said the woman, her mouth watering at the smell of the soup.
I was just thinking that it's a pity we can't have any wine with the soup. Wine would make a...
But the woman wasn't listening.
I'm sure I've got some somewhere,
she said, rushing into her cellar. She brought back a fine-looking old bottle and two of her best glasses.
Now I think the soup is ready,
said the tramp, carefully removing the nail and putting it back in his pocket. Then they sat down at the table and had an absolute feast. After she had finished, the old woman declared it was the best soup she had ever tasted. Then she offered the tramp cheese, apple pie, and chocolates to thank him, which they washed down with another bottle of wine. Then they told each other stories and jokes until the candles had burned themselves out. The old woman gave the tramp her bed to sleep in while she dozed off in a chair. And there are no prizes for guessing what they dreamt about. The Simply Super Nailed Soup. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Nailed Soup.